First world problems when your new widescreen monitor is so large that you have to zoom in way too much to see shit.
You gotta zoom in way too much to see shit.
With your mouse.
And your dick.
That's right, because it's so small.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what we want.
We don't want to zoom in with our
I don't think
micro penises.
I don't. I mean,
you're like, yes and no.
I'm confidently average. That's all in that statement.
I mean, me too.
We got some good feedback on the podcast.
From who?
A coworker of mine who shall remain nameless.
Okay.
Said that we have excellent chemistry. We flow really well together.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And they listen regularly, which I did not know.
Really? Someone that you work with listens regularly?
They were like, yeah, you have like a good rapport and it's very funny.
Well, that's awesome to hear.
Especially when you finish your breakfast wrap.
Oh, is that why you stopped suddenly?
Well,
Oh, baby, I could hear that shit tumbling around in that mouth.
So, tumble, tumble.
Tumble, tumble, baby.
So,
finish your rap, Brendan. It's okay. Good.
It was really good. I also have a cold, so you're gonna get to hear some of this.
Can I hear you snarfing? Oh, baby, yeah. Snarf it up.
You know when you get a good one and you like feel it come out?
Yeah,
of
that's
your nose.
The best. Then you look and it's like a big glob on the thing. I don't know why that's so satisfying, but it is. I love it. It's like
the opposite of a poop, kind of.
It's a schloop.
Yeah, that's a good.
I don't know how that's the opposite, but
that's a good analogy. We haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, so, it's been busy, man.
Well, and we're both planning weddings. Yours is. This is Refined 90 Cinema in the future. A month from 6 hours ago, we will be together. A month from today, we will be together for preparing for your wedding.
We will be.
I've got my flight and my hotel the night before, and I am figuring out a suit this weekend. And
I hope it suits you. Good Lord. Yeah, it's been busy, obviously. And it's just, but it's been good. I mean, there's always, I don't think it's avoidable that there's like stuff that will be stressful when you're planning a wedding, even though like the way Steph and I are doing it is very like laid back. And
yeah, Michelle and I are at the point where it's like, if we have to spend a little more money to not have as much stress, we'll just do it.
I mean, that's pretty fair, honestly, because the stress of it really sucks sometimes.
Yes. But also, I keep saying, like, it's not about the wedding. It's about the rest of our lives.
Yeah, well, it kind of is, right? And that's kind of why Steph and I did it the way we wanted. We did it the way we are doing it, because then we have, like, just like 30 people there. They're all of our closest friends, and everyone will get along. It's not like it's going to be like weird, like awkward situations where people don't really know each other well, because you'll get to know each other very quickly. There's only 30 people.
Well, I don't know. Me and your mom.
I mean,
you're going to make me sit in a room with that bitch?
Jeez.
I'm just kidding.
I'm telling her you called her a bitch. She'll probably be like, fuck that guy.
I'm going to be like, just take a second, have a seat, listen to like 4 minutes of our podcast.
4 whole dang minutes.
No, it's going to be wonderful. She's going to cry so much.
Yeah, my sister probably will
in
too.
A happy way, because you're her little boy.
I certainly am. I'm the littlest of boys.
You are. You're also the youngest.
True. I am her youngest. I'm like her baby.
And I'm not going to say she loves you the most of all her children, but
she will. Just ask her. She regularly tells me that she's glad she did it right the third time, which I think is hilarious. By the way, it clearly has been a while, because welcome to another episode of Refined
90s
Cinema
with Brendan
and Alec. We're back. It's 2023, everybody.
We have not done a podcast
since Christmas.
This is episode 50.
Do you want to tell everybody what we're watching today, Brendan?
We are watching The Truman Show.
The Truman Shizzle.
The Truman Show.
It's pretty good. I haven't watched it in a very, very long time, so we'll see how it goes. But it shouldn't be too bad. I think it'll be pretty cool.
Ski-ba-ba-dap.
I have a feeling we're going to be watching this movie, by the way, and it's going to be very... There's going to be parts where we're like not saying a damn thing because it's such a good movie.
So anyway, my story started 20 minutes, literally 20 minutes ago, with... that's why we have editing. With I was wearing headphones and my fiance was sitting in the same room watching me edit, and she was like, I loved seeing you laugh at different parts, and like I didn't know what was funny, but I could tell you were editing your podcast and laughing at the different jokes, so I could tell it was going to be a funny episode.
Quite honestly, I listen back to some of it sometimes and it cracks me the fuck up. Some of the shit we say is hilarious, dude.
We're sometimes funny.
Sometimes.
And sometimes we're not.
Sometimes we're funny. Sometimes we're not.
Sometimes we're just two guys talking about movies.
A lot.
Bow, bow. You're going to get married. Can you believe that?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
I'm going to have to travel across the country. Not really.
Well, I have to travel across the country for your wedding, too. We're both getting married, Brendan. We're adults. That's what adults
this
do.
This is true. God, we have, why can't we just podcast every day and be really immature?
I mean, we already got the immature thing covered, so.
That's why we do this podcast.
All right. I think that it's movie time, Brendan. I'm already almost done my first glass of wine. We haven't started the movie yet.
Oh, you have wine? I don't have wine because I'm congested, and wine makes me more congested. I'm excited for you. It's going to be goot.
It will be the gootest.
Can you work a podcast reference into your speech?
No. Unless perhaps I say both Stephanie and I were refined in the 90s.
And look at us now.
Fuck yes, brother. All right, guys, get ready for the Truman Show. Get ready to listen to silence for an hour and 40 minutes. Are you ready?
No, it's going to... Hey, don't count your chickens before they hatch.
I don't even own chickens. That'd be a quick counting job.
We're professionals.
Well, if we're professionals, then count us down and do it. Do it right, Brendan.
3, 2, 1, go!
I have a question for you, Brendan, before we start get really into this movie. Have you seen it before?
Yes.
Okay.
So you've seen it as well.
Yeah, I saw it when I was young though. So I don't know if I will barely remember this movie probably, but I remember enjoying it. Yeah, I can already tell I'm not going to remember like a lot of this.
It's going to be like I had seen it before. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa,
it won't
whoa.
Be quite like that, cuz The Sixth Sense was like I literally have never seen it before.
Looks like Disney World.
Did you enjoy Disney World, by the way? Was it your first time there?
Yeah, so we went over Christmas break. It was insane. I've never experienced, even just to see it.
Isn't it wild there? It's fucking crazy. I've never
experienced anything like that before.
I couldn't believe it when I went either. It was insane. Yeah. Like, did you guys go to Animal Kingdom at all?
Yeah, we did all four parks in 3 days.
Yeah, Michelle knows what's up. When Steph took me, we were like going to every park and like park hopping and stuff, and... We could like do a trip together, the four of us.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
Steph would love to go to Disney with another Disney fanatic, I guarantee it.
And we could podcast with Disney movies at Disney.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so the second day we did After Hours at Hollywood Studios and got to like walk on all the Star Wars rides.
Yo, so did you do the Toy Story the rides. Virtual reality like Millennium Falcon?
Yeah.
Dude, I've never done that one because that park got there after Steph and I went.
Yeah. It literally took longer to walk through the line than it did to wait for the ride.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because the park's closed to everyone else except if you have these special tickets, right? So.
Yeah. So we had the fast passes as well when we went, and it was really nice, like just being able to walk onto a lot of rides.
Yeah.
We really liked Flight of Passage. The one in the Avatar area. I don't know if you guys did that ride. But all of the lineups
went through Avatar,
awesome.
But it was too crowded.
Yeah, that ride's insane. That was the longest line that we waited in when we went there.
Oh.
I, So one thing I'll point out about this movie, and I really, really like it, is that every shot in the movie is like it's being filmed on a hidden camera.
I love the colors.
Yeah.
Like the pastels and the browns. And it has a, they did a good job making it feel
like Truman's got a camera on him too. And like all of the camera angles are like the people have cameras on them, or the camera's like somewhere in the background or whatever. It's really interesting to watch because the camera angles are so different from like your average movie.
Hey, he sells insurance like your future wife.
Doesn't he sell insurance in fucking Yes Man as well?
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Does he sell insurance, or is he like a financial...
Oh, he gives out loans at the bank.
Oh.
He approves loans. Jim Carrey's always like a banker or a lawyer in these movies. Hilarious. And yes, he does sell insurance like my future
wife. If he's in a coma, he's probably uninsurable. That's a horrible looking wedding ring. Just going to put it out there.
Yeah, I hope I... Like, mine actually, I think, is going to be pretty nice. I'm doing the hammered look for mine. And it's, like, going to be smaller and, like, a little bit more. Because I don't wear rings. Like, I don't like having shit on my hands. So, it's going to take a lot of getting used to, probably. Dude, these camera angles are so good. I love the cameras
I love
in
that.
This movie.
I love that fish. Like, the... It looks like it's through in camera with the circle.
Yeah, man. And I never... Like, when I was younger and I watched it, I never knew any of this crap because I wasn't in film yet. But, like... It's really cool to watch this right now because of the camera angles.
Oh, because he's never been outside of, what's it called, Sea Haven?
The town or whatever, yeah.
And you don't know as a viewer that he doesn't know.
His boat be sunk, dude. Yeah, because the premise of this movie is like he's like a TV series.
Right. His mannerisms. Oh.
Look at that butt.
Look at those. Look at that back leg.
Oh my lord. That camera angle though.
Do they have sex in the movie?
I don't remember. A lot of movies had that in it in the 90s though, so it wouldn't surprise me much. Oh my god, the fucking advertisement.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Fucking takes a swig of his beer, looks right in the camera. That was a beer, and like shows the label. Dude, we have to do this at some point, Brendan.
Off the Ambassador Bridge.
Just fucking, take some golf balls at a little tee with us and just hit them.
That'd be fun.
It would be really fun.
Go out somewhere, drink some pops, some Canadian pops.
Yeah, with the name so Canadian like on them and a maple leaf.
Canada Dry.
And that are 4.5% alcohol.
Like the color of his shirt, they did such a nice job.
This movie is a pretty good testament to like, the fact that you don't need crazy special effects and like CGI to make a good movie and make it look good.
And I mean, they just used, I feel like it's like, remember when you're like the VHS, did you ever do school announcements?
Yep.
Did you have like the, like you could do like a star wipe or like a checkerboard?
Dude, all the time. And we used to do that shit in like PowerPoint presentations too.
And we used to have it where we'd record the morning announcements on a VHS tape and then play them back after the bell. So like you could put all those wipes with this little mixing board. That's what I feel like this movie used for camera.
He's so scared to travel in the ocean.
But like think about it. It's because they like are psychologically torturing him.
Yeah, and making him scared to leave. Oh, he lost his dad in the ocean. That's why.
His father was an actor.
Yep.
I mean, what? Spoilers.
Daddy!
Daddy, no.
Just breathe.
No.
Open your gills, Daddy.
Daddy.
Breathe, damn it. Daddy.
I love that it just fucking rains right on him. It's so funny. Because it's pathetic fallacy. That's so funny.
And it's following him. He must just believe that rain follows you.
That's awesome. I love how it's raining everywhere now, but you can still see the outline from like the little stream that was landing on him. Which actress is this, Brendan?
This is... I don't know. Do you know?
No, she looks familiar though.
Yes. She's a very famous actress.
Laura Linney. She plays one of the main antagonists in Severance, the show's called.
What?
Yeah, she plays the fucking lady in Severance, the like boss lady.
No, it's not the same person. That's Patricia Arquette.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They do kind of look alike, though. So Laura Linney was in Frasier, The Big C, and Ozark.
Oh, I thought that she was the same lady that did Severance.
It kind of looks like a younger Patricia Arquette, though.
Yeah, she looks so much like her. It's crazy.
Did you hear season 2 of Severance is coming out in the spring, probably?
Like next year in the spring?
Like they're filming it now.
Oh, so we have to wait a whole nother year for that?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Like, they said spring, summer 2023, potentially at the earliest.
Oh my god. That's so annoying.
It's his father.
And there's a fucking troop of runners that gets in his way, and a mailman, and a bike. Like, it's funny how everything gets put in his way, and then they drag his dad away from him.
I have to say, it does look like they designed it, and they probably took a lot of cues from Disney World.
It does look similar, yeah. Like, with the arches leading into it, and like all the housing and stuff.
Like, it's like that, not quite real, a little too perfect.
Yeah, there's just something off about it.
Yeah. That, like, eerie.
You know what's funny about Disney? And now you'll understand because you've been there. Like, when you're there, you just get, like, these happy feelings, you know? It's weird. Like, I walked into one of the parks and instantly I was like, wow, I feel pretty good, you know?
Well, it's because it's, like, engineered.
Yeah.
To make you feel that way, right? The mother has a picture of herself.
Because she's a fucking actress.
It was your fault. She's like a soap actress.
Oh, she touched his leg. That'd be it for me, man. I'd be done.
That's his mother.
She's an actress, Brendan.
He still has like his little boy room set up in the basement. Oh, I guess he's at his mother's house.
He's wearing what looks like little boy clothes too, like that t-shirt.
It'd be amazing if his father was Joey Tribbiani, because the picture kind of looked like that.
Oh my god. That's a cute dress. Look how she's standing. She's like, come eat macaroni off of me, daddy.
Like this. This move in.
What is that? His dad's old clothes. Old sweater.
Daddy.
Daddy, I have your sweater. I love this shit. This is so
10,000
good.
10,000 days. Oh, that's how they like show a memory. I remember what happens now.
Can you imagine? Oh my god, your whole life is like all of a sudden just like a fucking lie. Ugh.
I don't know. Did you ever hear there was an NPR story about this guy who they put him in, it's Japanese like reality, crazy reality show. They put him in this apartment, told him he couldn't leave until he won $1,000 in sweepstakes, like magazine and mail entry competitions. And then they'd up it when he would get close. They'd up it to like 5,000 and then 10,000. And then they made it look like he won and took him out. But really, they took him out into a set. And it was like filmed before a live studio audience. And he was filmed 24/7. And they turned it into a reality show. And they started with him in an apartment with no clothes. Told him they wouldn't let him out till he won money and clothes.
Wow.
Yeah. And he ate ramen every day. Like, dude, it was nuts.
If I could eat ramen every day and not like wither away and die, I would.
So good. Remember when we got ramen?
I should take you to a ramen place when you're here. I don't know. Like, you're not here for very many days, so it might be hard, but.
Look at his little bow tie.
I like bow ties, man.
Me too. Michelle asked me if I wanted to wear a bow tie for our wedding, and I don't think so.
Stephanie refused to let me wear a bow tie.
That surprises me. She's not into the BT.
The BTA. She wanted to bang like in the library.
He looks the same age throughout the whole movie. Did you ever bang in a library?
No, I said she wanted to. That's what she was trying to get him to do. And he's like, I got to commit this to memory.
He clearly loves this other woman and or has strong feelings.
He's never met her.
He's seen her.
What a creep, dude. Look at her. Look at him. Fucking peeping over the books.
It's the shirt of the... that he had in the chest.
Oh, did she die? She probably dies. Oh god, I forget, Brendan. I'm upset.
No, it's like, should I tell you?
No, don't tell me. Let me be excited about something I don't remember.
Why?
For what? Come have a cameo. Say hello to the people.
Hello.
Hello.
Brendan says hello as well.
Hello to the Brendan.
This hello. Is my future wife, ladies and gentlemen.
To yes, the Stephanie.
I'm here to tell Alex to not stop podcasting for the next 15 to 20 minutes.
You cheating on me?
Well, listen, I wouldn't need 15, 20 minutes. Let me just tell you. No, I'm adjusting my
you're
wedding
here first, folks.
That you do not want to see.
That's fair.
Okay?
Okay, I love
okay,
you.
Okay, I love you too.
I know what she's doing. Is she preparing her wedding night sex attire?
Are you preparing your wedding night sex attire? Okay, go do your wedding dress stuff. She like stared at me for a second, then she started doing like a weird dance thing, and I was like, okay.
That's her come hither. Make me a mommy dance.
Make me a mommy.
I want to be more than just a cat mom. I want to be a flesh mommy.
Oh my god, that term is awful.
Oh, he cheats on his fucking wife, lady, girlfriend, person. She drowns. She's gonna drown. Just like her, just like his dad did.
And that's the thing, like, his fake actress wife would have known about all of this.
Yep.
Speaking of pizza places, when you were here, do we have Mike's Kitchen?
Is that the place in the States?
No. That's the pizza. Remember, I got the Big Mac pizza, and you were like, ugh.
Or the cheeseburger pizza. No, I definitely didn't. I wasn't there for that night that you ordered it. We should do it next time I'm down, though.
Dude. Okay.
She fucking tells him his life is a lie. She's the real true love.
Uh-oh. It's a pretty decent car to be able to drive on the
beach
like that.
Yeah, what the fuck? How is it even driving on the sand? It's because it's fake.
They're going.
Sylvia, your sweater.
Your red sweater.
I'm going to smell it at night.
And not tell my wife. Truman Barr.
All the like, women watching the show are another, in love with him.
That's another, like, there's a whole real world outside component. But why would they let him keep that?
Because it's part of the show. Now he, like, remembers this woman that he loved.
They would
before.
Make it part of the show. So that...
It's kind of creepy, honestly.
But also kind of romantic.
He's trying to find, like, eyes that look just like her to fucking rebuild her in a... The back of a photo of his wife. That's fucked up.
What did you do? He immediately like starts jerking it.
I mean, I would.
To a serial killer-esque
listen,
collage.
Dude, honestly, if it were him making a collage of this lady's face for 2 hours, it would still be better than that other movie. The fucking Hardware movie or whatever.
Hardware.
Look at her. She's watching him. Watching the Truman Show.
I love that camera angle. From the radio?
Yeah, it's like a little hidden camera. It's cool.
Oh, he's hearing like the production walkie-talkies.
Stand by all extras. Now he's hearing through the walkie-talkies, Brendan, like you said.
And they're all wearing earpieces.
Yep.
That's insane.
What a clever movie, honestly. I love that he
Crack
starts
down
to like
on
realize.
Homeless. Well, he's like, something's not right.
There's even a fucking street cleaner like in Disneyland, man. That's
it
such
is
a
Disney.
Good comparison.
It's like, but even when you look at it, like, it's too perfect.
Yeah, like, there's no cracks in the road. Everything's maintained way too well for it to be, like, regular lived-in society.
Right.
It's clearly, like, a movie set. That was a cool shot. But think about it, though. If you're watching, like, a reality TV show, or, like, just a TV show in general, and the character felt as real as he does because he actually thinks it's real, can you imagine how good that would be? Like, just imagine how good of a show it would be to watch something like this.
Well, and I think, like, that's why they kind of show you the real world outside of the Truman Show is fan clubs and restaurants, and people are literally glued to it and addicted to
yeah.
it.
Well, and also, I don't know if you noticed, but when they switch to the scenes where it's outside of the Truman Show, everything looks a little bit more dull. Like, the colors aren't as vibrant. Yeah. Nothing's as nice.
He's starting to, like, question his reality, which I think is, like, a really normal, like, a coming-of-age disillusionment with adult life type of thing.
I almost got hit by a bus.
He's realizing, like, all of this happens because of me.
Yep.
Like, this is weird, but how would he know any different?
Like, he should have gotten hit by the bus, basically.
But how would he know any different? They went bust. And he looks and there's craft services, like, what?
That's like where everyone goes for lunch and shit. He found it.
He hits the dude on the butt.
I wish he'd hit me on the butt.
That was my point, was I think it's normal and that you question, like, is this real? I think fantasizing about a different life for yourself is healthy. Helps you have goals and look outside yourself and have aspirations.
I think, like, questioning if you're doing the right thing is really good, too, right? Like, by the way, I didn't talk about this earlier, but I've been doing, like, a regular ice bath for for 2 to 2.5 minutes every day.
What, like you put ice in the tub?
No, I have a bin outside of water.
What?
That I just go outside and climb into for 2.5 minutes every day.
Are you fucking with me?
No, it's 100% what I'm doing. And it's actually like amazing. Like when I get out of it, I feel so good. Like, cause your body naturally warms up afterwards.
You fill a tub with ice.
Yeah, I have like a bin that I can fit in outside and there's ice and water in it. And I go out and I...
What?
Sit in it for 2 minutes. And it's like a mental battle some days, but it's really, really good for you. Like it increases your circulation and...
And you like fill it with the hose?
Well, I did originally. Now the water just sits outside. And I put a bunch of Epsom salts in it so it wouldn't freeze over too bad. And then I go climb. I break the ice that's on top and then I climb into it for 2 minutes.
And you just like put it on the deck?
Yeah, pretty much.
And your neighbors don't think you're that fucking weird?
Like... A couple days ago, the neighbor actually had like an energy consultant at her house, and I walked up the stairs in a bathing suit, soaking wet in the snow, and looked at. She was in like full winter attire, and she looked at me, and I was like, "Morning!" And then I walked in the house because I was like, "I don't know what the fuck to do."
You look over, you're like, "Chilly out."
Yeah, it's a little cold out today,
dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, I couldn't do it today or the last day because it's actually like freezing. A little too much because it's way too cold out.
What? How cold is it out there?
Right now, it's like -8.
Out east. Yeah, it's the same temperature here.
They recommend online, like if you're doing ice baths, you should do it at like around anywhere from 1 to 4 degrees. When it's that cold out, I can't do it because it's too much. So I have to wait till next week to start doing them again. But
is this like the Wim Hof method? Where did you learn about this?
I've been studying up on it a lot and I asked for a bin that could fit me in it for Christmas. It was one of my gifts that I wanted.
This is why we're friends.
Why?
Because I would totally ask for that for Christmas too.
Yeah, like I was just excited about it because like it helps with full body inflammation, like reducing it. And I have tendonitis in both my arms. So like I actually haven't had an issue with my hands or my arms hurting since I started doing this because the ice bath reduces the inflammation in my hands and my arms so much.
Good.
It's actually super good for my tendonitis. And then like my clarity of mind is way better. And my blood flow is better. So like I actually started warming up even quicker. Like, so I would come in the first time I came in, I shivered for like half an hour. And then now if I do it after 22 days of doing it, I'm warm without shivering at all in like 30 seconds to a minute. And then like I gradually warm up the rest of the way.
So do you do that and then shower?
No, I don't shower at all. I just put on like my sweatpants and my sweater and I go to work. But like I don't shower at all. I just come inside, put on some warm clothes, and go about my day.
Okay, but so my next question is, how do you clean yourself?
I don't need to, dude. It's literally, I just put Epsom salts in the water and I have a lid for it. So it's not like any like rainwater or anything's getting into it.
And you like switch it out every couple weeks?
Pretty much, yeah.
So you're not showering?
Well, no, I'm showering, but I don't shower immediately after.
Oh.
I shower every night before I go to bed.
Oh, okay.
Look at the fucking, okay, the sun coming up kills me. Did you notice that, Brendan?
Flu.
Yeah, because it's like the lights turning on in the studio or whatever, or on the set.
It's a nice house. Non-union workers. He's suspicious. If you ask me, Alex, she's acting pretty sus.
She's acting super sus. She's the imposter. He's going to follow her. She's going to go to the break room.
She's going to her trailer.
She really do be going to her trailer, though.
To do a doobie.
Yeah,
that's
baby.
How the kids say it, right?
To dupe it up.
This scene is the best.
I'll just let someone else buy you.
Beautiful fucking job. I feel like Steph should have that poster in her office.
Which one?
That it could happen to you with the lightning. And also the, do you have insurance against street gangs?
We should try and find that poster to put it in the show notes.
I'm sure someone's made it.
And
if someone hasn't, I'm going to.
He'd be booking a flight to Fiji, dude.
Have you ever used a travel agent?
No, I just booked my shit myself.
No, yeah, I never. I mean, I guess we always had the internet as we've been old enough to travel for ourselves.
I mean, essentially, I have a travel agent that's living with me, though, because Steph's super fucking good at booking flights. So
Michelle is, too, actually.
Well, I mean, they're both Disney freaks. They go to Disney on the regular, right?
He can't go to Fiji, but he can go to Chicago.
Getting on a train to Chicago.
I'm on the train to Chicago. What a movie, Nuns. All these people are like, where the hell are we going? And that guy's like, I don't know how to drive a bus.
He tries to start it and just fucking messes it up. I love how everyone grabs all their shit so organized like, too.
Everybody off. We've got a problem. Doesn't he have a car?
No, why would he have a car?
No, like Truman drove a car to work.
Oh, it's true. He could just get his fucking car and drive. But he's on an island, though. Oh, why would he take a bus, though? He's like, wife, I'm telling you, it's a setup. I don't know how I'd feel in his situation.
They go around again. They come back. They go around again. You want to go to Fiji?
Uh-oh, he locked her in the car. Get fucked.
You know what I don't know? I don't know where Fiji is.
All right, now he's going to drive to Fiji, Brendan.
Fiji is an island country in Melanesia. Yeah, like that's totally Disney.
100%. It looks just like it. They probably modeled it after Disney, honestly. I love how a billion cars drive out in front of it.
Yeah, like it's so synchronized.
I like that you said exactly what he said before he said it.
But that's just how we roll here on Refined
90s
Cinema. Man, he is just something else.
Jim Carrey's crazy. He's a crazy boy. It's a bread. He puts her hand on the wheel, closes his eyes, and says, drive. And they just light the road on fire.
Everything's fine.
Look how perfect that road looks, even. She's going off script, Brendan. They're out of Sea Haven now, baby.
Nuclear power station. They're coming up with something. He's like, how did he know my name?
He fucked up.
Looks like the Intel guys making the processors.
Run, Truman, run. I mean, anyone would struggle with a bunch of dudes with weird, like, fucking radioactive suits on them, grabbing you like that.
Radioactive.
Look at her face. What are you talking about? This is the best. Oh my god.
Fucking takes a multi-tool kitchen knife out and starts poking it at him.
Who are you talking to? Like, the poor guy's losing his mind. He's being gaslit by the entire town. It's like the worst abusive relationship.
Yeah, no fucking kidding.
Like, you know, when you're seeing someone and you get out of it and you're like, I'm much better off.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're in it, you don't realize it.
Well, I mean, we've both been there, so.
Multiple times.
I'm pouring some more wine, Brendan.
I mean, we learned our lessons.
This guy's the biggest dick of them all, though, Brendan.
He's just an actor.
His best friend, fucking. Imagine if I one day, like, you found out that I was just an actor paid to be part of your life.
I can't even imagine, like.
Oh my god.
How awful would that be?
That would be the worst thing to find out.
Or like, you ever, your parents, when you're a kid, your parents ever say like, yeah, we pay your friends. Or kids ever say that to you?
Ugh.
Can you imagine how earth shattering that would be to your conception and your who you are? And
that would be the absolute worst. I love that they're feeding him lines. Oh my god, it hurts to watch this as an adult. Like, thinking about,
right? Because you're like, and he's like literally messing with him.
They brought Daddy into the Truman Show.
Obviously, it's not going to be the same guy.
No. Going to be a fucking different dude.
Go to him.
Going
to
be a weirdo.
Alexander, go to him. But it's not the same guy.
No, and he knows. Look at his face. They put pillows with his face on them.
That was great television. Love him. Protect him. That's insane. That guy's shirt is very 90s.
He knows. He started to figure it out, and she's like, oh, fuck. I want his D.
Hey, it's TikTok. It's got like the vertical. Like, that's amazing. If that could actually happen.
From the moment he was born, they were filming this TV show. It's fucking insane.
That was the worst special effect.
I know.
They clearly blew their budget on the set.
100%. He's fucking watching it in the bathtub. He fucking pops out of a Christmas gift. Everyone's fucking watching on the beach.
As is. Father has a hidden camera.
You're too late. There's nothing left to explore.
This is a classic example of when you're trying to like end a series, but you can't. It's when the writers fuck up the end of the series. It's like in Fringe or Lost or like any of those series. Oh, that's why people are so addicted to it, though, is that it's on 24 hours a day.
And it's like pay-per-view.
He's got a Truman dollhouse. What the fuck? The Office guy.
Scully from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
He described it as a cell. That's awful.
Say no to the Truman Show.
A new romantic interest will be introduced.
Oh, she's being super creepy.
She wants his D, dude.
Well.
Does this guy just live in the fucking bathtub?
I
what the hell?
I think so. It's amazing.
The SS America. And he's got a picture of his wife.
I wonder if they charge people more when there's sex scenes in the show.
I hope so. Did you ever watch like Justin.tv or iJustine?
No.
They did those like, it was like live stream 24/7. And even if they banged, they had like a camera that they wore.
That's so fucking weird.
But it was like before cell phones were really big. So there was like actual, like a big DSLR camera.
That's so weird, man. To think
about. It was this website called Justin.tv. It was like early, mid 2000s, like when we were in high school.
Come in, Major Burbank.
Do not drink anything on set.
I love that he's just living his normal day now to fucking test and see.
Wouldn't it creep you out, adult twins who still dressed identically?
Yeah.
Fine colonial homes. A new love interest.
Oh, she looks like the fucking girl that he's actually in love with.
Almost like a cross between her and his wife.
Yep.
What's that pin he has in his tie? It's like a holder.
Like a tie clip?
No, but it's like, it's just like a gold pin. And it's way too high to be a tie clip.
Weird. I didn't actually know.
It's like a different kind of tie clip. There's the boss. Oh yeah, I guess it'd be super boring while he was sleeping. Also, why does Christoph live there? Did he Ferris Bueller them?
He super Ferris Bueller'd them, dude.
Yeah, there's the two guys. Oh, yeah, okay, CSI. And Herzog.
He's fucking driving around at night, baby.
Nice truck. Oh, that's his best friend. He shows up with beer. It's not him.
Where's he hiding?
He tunneled. That is some dedication.
He fucking tunneled his way out of there, baby.
Truman's gone. Oh, no, Brandon. Where'd he go?
Ah! They put on fucking elevator music. I love that they have their little headquarters in the moon. That's fucking hilarious. They put a spotlight on in the fucking ocean. Did you ever participate in one of these searches where they do like a line walk through like the forest or something?
Nope. Did you?
Yeah, when I was younger, there was one. They really? Were looking for someone. Yeah, so we all like did a big line walk.
Near where you lived?
Yeah, there was like a couple blocks patch of like trees and park where I grew up. In Windsor, and we did one of those, and I remember it really vividly. It's kind of weird, actually, because I was really young, but...
That would be weird for you to participate in.
I had to go with my mom, though, because it was just me and her for a little while, right?
According to this date calculator, he would be 30 years old.
That's so weird.
He could literally be anywhere.
Also, how do they get all these people to work at night?
Oh, Christoph, cue the sun.
The sun, baby.
What's going on?
This man who created the Truman Show has too much power, Brendan.
Clearly. But he's also probably like rich and famous and
all
other things.
He can say something like, cue the sun.
He's playing God. Yeah. That's the whole point of the movie.
Yeah, and then fucking Jim Carrey gets into Bruce Almighty, where he also deals with someone who plays God.
Himself.
I love how everyone's just standing there ready to go for if he shows up.
Sweep the harbor.
How does he know how to sail a sailboat?
Well, he sailed with his dad when he was a kid, though. Till his dad droomed.
Hey, our guy's back.
He's sailing, dude.
I'm sailing away. Notice how he has, like, the perfect outfit?
Yeah, he has the perfect sailing outfit, just in his wardrobe, ready to go.
With the hat and everything, just
And he hasn't
waiting.
Even sailed since he was a kid with his dad. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like riding a bicycle. You
never... Also, I want to point out, Santa Maria is like the most fucking obvious boat name ever. Oh my god, they're actors that can't drive the boat.
He like looks at him, he immediately knows the plan.
Yeah, they're gonna kill him, dude.
Or they're just gonna do a big storm so that it dissuades him. That guy looks like Ben Feldman from Superstore.
He kind of does, yeah. Superstore had no right being as good as it was, by the way.
What do you mean?
It was such a random show, and then it was just so good.
the first season was like, yeah, but then it sucks you in.
Well, it's kind of like The Office, right? The Office started off really slow and then got way better.
I tried watching Blockbuster. It is not good. Imagine how enticing that would be as a viewer, though. It's like, you don't know what's real, what's manufactured.
I love how the music, too, is like basically what the music is they're using on the show.
Come on, true man.
You're a true man. Look at the naked bath guy. What a
screaming
weirdo.
But like, I don't understand. You have so much money invested in this. What is your plan?
They're rich already, dude. They've been doing it for 30 years.
But they don't want to lose. Like, he could live another 70 years. Increase the wind, Alex, on your Macintosh.
Yeah, on your Macintosh PC from the 90s. He wants to protect his legacy, so he's trying to kill him. What a fuckhead. What a fuckhead. Yeah, the storm cleared up that fucking quick, of course.
Turtleneck sweater tucked into those wool pants.
Dude, I love me a good turtleneck.
So what now? There's just pirates and they shoot him?
He's reached the edge.
He's rips. It's like, yep. Can you imagine in that moment, what would you be thinking?
Yeah, can you imagine how fucking weird it would be? Like, your brain would just explode. It's a really pretty painting of clouds.
It is. Never remember this. They took the sound out and made it like you're watching the show now.
The worst part about this for him is that Truman would never win any awards for best actor or anything. Like, he just never would do that.
Maybe the show would win. There's just stairs.
Yeah, just a random staircase.
It looks like he's doing his best Keanu Reeves.
Yep.
But The Matrix came after this, but still. Even he knows what television is, so he obviously watched it.
Fucking pets his head on the screen. What a fucking weirdo. Nails.
So he's as addicted to the television show as everyone else.
Yeah, the creator is just as addicted.
I forgot about the pillow.
She like gets up, puts some fucking clothes like, on.
You think they're going to let you anywhere near him? Yeah, if you look at the poster, it says 30th anniversary party.
Yep. He escaped his own reality, Brendan. Isn't that fucking
artist
crazy?
Artist was hoisted. Cease transmission.
Honestly, like the perfect TV show, though. 30 years of a TV show. And then he escapes the show. And that's how it ends? Are you kidding? That's amazing. So good. What a good movie. Oh my God. Probably one of the best we've watched on the podcast, in all honesty.
It is a very excellent piece of cinematography.
Excellent.
You know, we here at Refined
90s
Cinema tend to believe and remember that there are fine, fine things in this world.
I believe that Truman had some really good, real sex for the first time in his life once he left that place.
I hope so.
Me too. You got this, Truman. You my boy, Truman. Well, I'm going to go look up some Truman Show reviews.
All right.
Because I'm interested. I want to know what people think.
1 star. But sir.
This guy gave it a 1-star review and just said it was strange but entertaining. But gave it a 1-star review. Fuck you, dude.
But sir.
This movie left me in an irritated mood. These 1-star reviews are even, they don't, none of them make sense. I'm going to 5 stars.
Was it like, my DVD?
It was like, I kept watching this movie stupidly. It left me in an irritated mood. The product placements are amazing. 5 stars.
Amazon.co.uk. Let's see what they have to say.
This movie's freaky, right? It's like The Matrix, where like, is what we're living right now a lie, Brendan?
That's the point.
Yeah, it's so fucking wild. Like, a lot of movies in the 90s were like that. Because, like, I think the human psyche, like, elevated a level or something in the 90s. And then people were like, is it all fake? You know? Wild.
Here is an Amazon.co.uk review from July 15th, 2021. A true woke Christian knows and can tell the symbolism throughout the movie. I just hope other people wake up to the lies in the movie. Lastly, the reason I put the 1-star review is not because of the production of the movie was lacking or the acting was bad. They got their message all right in a professional way. It's just that the message that they were trying to convey was a very, very twisted and is the exact opposite of the truth of the Lord.
Damn.
Someone named Mama Juju says, not
Mama
me.
Mama Juju. Wait, can we stop and talk about the name Mama Juju for a second?
I feel like we shouldn't.
All right, continue.
Not me, says Mama Juju 1 star. Daughter loved it.
Oh, my Lord.
That's the review. Clearly, they did not.
I took my glasses off for that just so I could face palm.
King Louis says, weird stuff, 1 star. Bizarre film. If you suffer with paranoia, do not watch it. Ha 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 ha.
King Louis needs to get some help. What's your review of this movie, Brendan?
It's good when you watch it the first time because you get the, huh? You get the twist. But, and you're like as excited as the characters in the show are to see how it's going to end. And it leaves you with questions, which is good. But as a rewatch, it doesn't have
that bad as a rewatch. I think if you know the gist of it, like it's, you can kind of like read between the lines a little bit. It's still really good. But it's not like something like Avatar or Lord of the Rings, though. I do agree with you where like the rewatchability is pretty low. You know what's happening, right? Like even now, I didn't watch it since I think the last time I watched this movie was when I was like 9 years old or something like that. Like I was pretty young. And even now, like knowing the way it ends and like having an idea of what's happening, like it kind of ruins it, you know? You're not really finding out with the character. I think that adds a lot to the movie, like as a first watch, like you said, learning what's happening as the character's learning it and like kind of like having that twinge in your brain, like what the hell's going on? That kind of weird stuff. So really the moral of the story is we should adopt a child and build a dome for them,
correct,
in the city, and then make millions of dollars off of their suffering and pain.
I'm fine with it.
Let me get married first and then I'll get back to you.
I mean, then we'll have an available womb. So get on it.
Hell yeah, baby. My firstborn is being donated to television.
That's right. Well, probably YouTube. So let's be honest.
Yeah, that's fair. Just send a series them to of YouTube shorts.
Not even TikToks.
Yeah. But another interesting episode of Rewind.
90s.
Cinema.
Hold on. I just noticed this. Someone's review.
Continue. I want to hear the review.
Jessamine said, wrong address. It was delivered to the wrong address. Never saw it. My son was extremely disappointed. Grop L says, unexpected taxes. 1 star. I had to pay big extra taxes, which I had no info about at the moment of purchase. I expect the price shown to be the final price. Without surprises at the moment of the postman delivery.
Jeez.
They clearly, like, bought the wrong format. Grandma D says, 1 star. I don't think I ordered this book.
Why do you think her name's Grandma D, Brendan?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
These are the important questions we should ask in our lives. Until next time, please watch The Truman Show and enjoy
it. And if we don't see ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. FineNightCinema.com.
FineNightCinema.com.